Hi, this is Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report. On today's podcast, we have Randy Abrams. Hi, Randy. How are you?
Great, thanks. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. You know, I wanted to chat today about an analysis of 32 million breached passwords that was recently released that gave an interesting glimpse into the way that users select passwords. Can you tell us a little bit about what the analysis found?
Yeah, and it's kind of scary how all this happened, but the analysis was from over 32 million passwords that RockYou.com neglected to properly secure. And so when they got hacked, the passwords, all 32 million plus, became the property of a hacker. And a company, a company got a hold of it. It's called Imperva, got a hold of this list, and they analyzed what the passwords were. And they found that, 30% of the users were choosing passwords whose length was equal to or below 6 characters. RockYou had an idiotic password policy where you could have a password as short as 5 characters. And 50% of the users were choosing passwords whose length was only 7 characters or less.
Wow.
Then in addition to that, it's mind-boggling because they're finding the same problems that they found 10 years ago in studies about Unix passwords. They found that nearly 50% of the 32 million user passwords were extremely poor. Things like common words or slang words, some of which probably aren't appropriate to say on the show.
Right.
But the most common passwords, the top 4 most common passwords were 123456, 12345, 123456789, and password.
Wow.
So, people are using these as passwords, and they're using them on multiple accounts. And so when this database was breached, not only did the hacker have the passwords, but they had the email addresses that went with them.
Right.
And I know from experience that by Googling an email address, I'm often able to find other accounts of the same person. For example, one person, I Googled their email address and found that they were a member of another website because it listed their email address. And so probably guessing passwords, there's a 50% chance I could, in a few minutes, crack their account if I wanted to. They weren't with RockYou. But the scary thing about this is RockYou is a developer of applications for social networking sites. So if you're using, say, Facebook, and you've got Superwall, Speed Racing, HugMe, birthday cards, these kinds of applications, if any of those required you to give a password to RockYou, you better change your password.
Right.
There's an additional 9 applications at MySpace that RockYou makes applications for. Hi5, 9. Friendster, 8. Orkut, 8. Bebo, 7. So, this is a really widespread problem, and that's part of the reason why I don't even use applications on social networking sites. But really, the policy and practice of using unique passwords for different sites is critical, because even if you had a great password and 3.81% of the users actually use special characters in their passwords, you'd still have lost that password. If you don't use the same password at multiple sites, then you limit the damage.
Right, exactly. And I know so many people, especially just to memorize the passwords, use the same one across almost all, if not all, accounts. What are some key tricks or tips that will help a strong password but also be easy to remember?
Well, one of the key tricks is that sometimes you don't have to remember a password. For example, if I go to a website where I want to read something and I have to create an account to read it, and it's not a website I go to often, I'll just type in a ton of random characters and copy and paste it for the confirmation and forget it. If I ever need to go back, I'll use their password reset. But I also use a password management program. The one I use is called Password Corral. It's by Cygnus Productions. Cygnus is Cygnus. And so I use that to store my passwords, and I protect that with a very long and very strong password that has uppercase and lowercase and numbers and symbols. And I only have to remember one password to get to all of the other passwords for
right.
easy access. You can use, there's tricks you can use to remember passwords that you use more commonly and still have really good, strong passwords. So, for example, I like equations. I can write the word one and use the number one, write the word 100, the plus sign 30,000, you know, 30,000. Now I've got a special, two special characters in there, a plus and a comma. Equals is a third special character. And I can put the answer as zero. I can have a wrong answer. It doesn't matter. But I can remember an equation like that and remember which word, which numbers I used, which words I used for the, you know, that's one possible trick. You can use your birth date. You just don't use your birth date alone. So for a password, I could put, I was born in the year 1960 and add, you know, maybe 5 exclamation points after it. So I've got words, numbers, and special characters.
Right. How important are the special characters?
They add a degree of complexity. So if a hacker is using what we call a dictionary attack, which is a list of common words, and you don't have special characters in it, it's really, really simple. In fact, part of the analysis of this found that with the distribution of the poor passwords, a hacker could gain access to one new account every second.
Wow.
Or 1,000 accounts every 17 minutes. And I extrapolated it out, and that means if they left a computer running for 12 days, they could hack 1,000,000 accounts.
Wow. I mean, do you think it's going to take? I mean, this is, seems like nothing, like you said earlier, nothing's really changed over the past 20 years. I mean, for us to change, you know, in the next 20 years, what needs to be done?
Well, to begin with, companies need to have minimum password lengths.
Right.
You know, that's important. Having policies where you have to have, you know, a special character can help. Although, if a user has a long enough password, the special characters become less important. For short passwords, the special characters are crucial, because if my password only has numbers, then an attacker to brute force it doesn't have to go through all the letters, doesn't
right.
even have to have that in their attack algorithm. If I've got numbers and letters, then there's a whole bunch more different combinations of passwords, and it starts getting into some math, but it makes it exponentially stronger. Now when I add the special characters, I've added yet another exponent to it, so I've made it even more strong. Now with a long password, like 20, 25 characters, uppercase and lowercase even, as long as it's not just words, can be enough, and it's still a good idea to add numbers. But if you only have 10 or 12 characters, you need to have uppercase, lowercase, numbers, and special characters to be able to get the complexity up there to the point that it can't be brute forced in a short amount of time.
Well, Randy, as always, very good advice for myself and our listeners. If you have any additional questions on this topic or Randy, feel free to email him at askeset@eset.com. You can also follow the ESET research team on Twitter at ESET Research. This has been Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report.